Afghanistan. Thursday, 8 U.S. soldiers were killed in an IED attack on their foot patrol. Major Tim James, a spokesman for NATO, stated two separate IEDs were used, while the Washington Post reported a single bomb. This was the deadliest day for NATO in Afghanistan since April 27th. Afghanistan, Thursday, a NATO soldier of unreported nationality was killed in a helicopter crash. Afghanistan, today, the AP Wire is reporting that three more NATO soldiers were killed today, two in another IED attack, and one in a separate unspecified attack. That makes 200 occupation soldiers killed this year. Pakistan, last night, suicide truck bomber killed 26 people in the town of Hangu. The blast was in an area near multiple government offices and continues the Taliban's retaliation for the death of Osama bin Laden. Pakistan, Wednesday, Pakistani militants rammed a car packed with explosives into a police station in Peshawar, killing 8 policemen and wounding over 30 more. The roadside police station was completely destroyed in the attack. Nuristan, Afghanistan, Wednesday. Taliban fighters captured a government building in Dob District and in doing so seized control of the western half of the district. Three Afghan police were killed. NATO and Afghan military forces do not patrol the area. The RPGs and heavy weapons of the Taliban gave them an overwhelming advantage in firepower. Baghdad, Iraq, Thursday, thousands of supporters of anti-U.S. cleric Muqtada al-Sadr marched through Sadr City, vowing to take up arms again if U.S. forces remain in Iraq past the December 31st deadline for withdrawal agreed upon by the Iraqi government and George W. Bush. During the march, protesters kicked and burned U.S. and Israeli flags. Some protesters told reporters they have their weapons at home and that they were ready, quote, at any moment that the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr gives his orders to pick up arms and fight the Americans. Baghdad, Iraq. Yesterday, Ali al-Lama, former head of the coalition provisional government's de-Ba'athification effort, was executed by insurgents. He was approached at about 8 p.m. Baghdad time and shot in the head. He was despised by Sunni insurgents, including but not limited to ex-Ba'athists, as a traitor. Basra, Iraq, Tuesday. A woman was slightly wounded and American armored vehicle damaged when a bomb exploded in a desert area east of Basra, a U.S. Forces media source reported. The source told Aswat al-Iraq that the bomb was directed against a U.S. convoy, but no human casualties were reported on the American side. Babel Province, Iraq, Wednesday. A U.S. Humvee was destroyed in flames by a bomb directed against an American military convoy, security sources reported. No details on human casualties. Wait a minute. What U.S. convoys? What bombs? I thought U.S. combat operations in Iraq were over. Oh yeah, that's been said before. Mr. Barack Obama, you got what you wanted in Pakistan. Nothing else has changed in Iraq or Afghanistan in 8 years of war, and Iraq had nothing to do with September 11th. Now is the time to pull the plug, bring all the troops home today.